The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Darm Daf Chaf. The Gemara on Chafam and Aleph says, Rabbi Achav Rabbi Yasha Omer, called Sefer B'Nashim, anyone who looks at Nashim, Sefer Bola De Averi, ask them coming to do an Averi with them. Chomestako Ba Akeva Shal Isha, anybody who looks at the Akeva of a woman, literally the Akev is the heel of a woman on her foot, Havin Loi Bonim She'inim Ugonim. His punishment or his quality is that he has children who are not Mahugin, he has children who are not good. His children don't come out good. Amr Rav Yisr, Rav Yisr says, of Ishta Nida. It's referring over here to one who looks at the Akev, the heel of his own life, at a time that she's in Nida, at a time that she's Mutter, then he's allowed to look there, but at the time that she's in Nida, he's not allowed. Amar Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Akeva de Katani b'mokam atinoifis. When it says Akeva, it doesn't mean what it literally means, the heel on her foot. It means the mokam erva of the Isha. Shemukhuba k'negad Akev, that place is in the direct line from the Akev, from the heel of the woman, and that's why it says Akeva, but really it's just saying in Lashonaki, it's a cleaner expression that Chazal like to use, but really it's a reference to the mokam erva itself. It doesn't really mean the heel on her foot. But in any case, it comes out from this Gemara, there's some sort of an Issa to look at the heel of one's wife at a time that she's in Nida, or maybe it doesn't really mean an Issa to look at her heel, maybe it just means to look at her Makam Erva, and the heel would be Mutter. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Sri Bia, Perek Afal of Halacha Dalad, he says, a man is allowed to look at his wife at a time that she's in Nida, Ahabishi Erva, even though it's a time that she's also to him, and all other Arayas a man is not allowed to look at and pay attention to, but here it's Mutter, because his own wife. Even though he enjoys looking at her, since she's going to become mutter to him eventually when she becomes Torah again, he's not going to come to an Avera, we trust him, he's not going to come to an Avera. The Ram finishes off by saying, well, you shouldn't be frivolous or lightheaded with her, because that might already come to an Avera. The Ravid says, Kosov arrived out, that when it says that he's allowed to look at her, even though he enjoys looking at her, the Ravid says, he's not allowed to look at the covered parts of her, and that's the Gemara Nadarim. It seems that the Ravid is bothered by the fact that the Rambam leaves out our Gemara, he ignores our Gemara, he says, I want to allow to look at her, and that there's Makaris to that, he's allowed to look at the other parts of her body at the time that she needs up. But the Rambam makes no mention of our Gemara, the Isra Sarvan Isra, of looking at the covered parts of her body at the time that she's in need of. And that's what the Ravid says, they see in the Gemara Nadarim, the Makam Asesha, the covered parts of her are not allowed to look at. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Ram didn't have to mention it because it's understood, it's obvious. If he says, L'yuschot, L'yokeroshimo, that he's not allowed to be frivolous or lightheaded with her because that might come to Navera. So looking at these parts of her body, certainly can bring to Navera. The Migdal Oy says similar to that. He also mentions that if you look carefully at the Gemara never says an Isser. The Gemara says it's a terrible thing. He's Bola de Avera, he's Havlubanim Shenogonim, his children are not going to come out good. He's going to have something wrong with his children that are going to be born, that are going to be born together with her. But the Gemara doesn't say straight out Isser. And the Terech of the Rambam is, the Rambam is writing Halacha Sefer, it's not a Musa Sefer. So though it might be a very important concept of Musa and Ashkafa, there could be terrible things that will come out if someone's not careful in this. But because it's not outright Isser that Chazal said, the Rambam makes no direct mention of it in the Sefer Yad HaChazaka L'Rambam, which is just coming to pass with straight halachas. Either way, the Migdalos is saying the Rambam also agrees to what says in the Gemara, and the Rambam Magid is saying the Migdalos makes mention of this also, that could be included when the Rambam says the Isra of a certain level of lightheadedness one shouldn't have together with his wife at a time that she's also, at a time that she's needed, including that, is that's obvious that you shouldn't be looking at those parts of her at that time. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Ebn Ezer, Simchav Aleph, Sif Dalad, the Mechaber over there basically is matic. He basically quotes the Lashon of our Rambam. The Mutal Adam Lahal be Ishle Afi Shinida. He's allowed to look at her at times Shinida. He erbalois Ostim Afi Shishle Anobrios. If no one enjoys looking at her, he'll be Materis Lachas Mash. He's going to be Mutal later on. In a Bobby's out of the Mishra. He's not going to come to do Naveh with her. Avil Yisrak Lahir Kiroshima. He mentions that Isser. Of Schoik Kalas Rosh. Of that lightheadedness. That Isser. And the Bishmul says that the Ace Nidos, the Bishmul is in Sivkan Zayin. He says a few other things. And the end he finishes up and he says, the Ba'is Nidos at Tom Shanida also will have the Mukhamis and Bukhustam. He's not allowed to look at the cover parts of her body. The Machab himself says in Yerday and Hilkos Nida, Simakub said he has, we'll see soon. The Lord Kamaga Perikov Alf the Matar. Not like the Maga Mishnah in Perikov Alf of the Hilkos Nida, that's Matar, that's Mekomness. If you look at the Maga Mishnah carefully, you can see what the Mishmul is probably referring to. Although the Rabbi Magid, the Magid Mishnah, says that the Rambam is agreeable, obviously, to what it says in the Gemara, to the Issar it says in the Gemara, and the Rambam just didn't mention it because it's included. It's obvious from the fact that the Issar of Sayyid Kal's Rosh, of being lightheaded with his wife at a time, that she's also, so certainly it's not a look at those parts. If you look carefully, he says, Hutzar Chabayin Levar, Yisrael, the Rambam didn't have to bother speaking out this Issar. Shkar Kosov, the Rambam says, Well, Yisrael, Well, Yekulimah, shouldn't joke and he shouldn't be lightheaded with her. The Koshkin has stopped with voice and welcome. And certainly, looking at that part of it, certainly be also. And if you look carefully, it sounds like the Ramadan is saying that is what is also is only to look at the Malkum Erev itself. Look at the Malkum Erev itself, that's Pasha, that's also, it's included in the Isra of Sri Kal Suresh, that's the Rabbi didn't have to mention it. The Rabbi actually said that there's an Isra of looking at any Malkum Seister, any cover part of her body, not just the Malkum Erev itself, but all cover parts of her body. And that's really what the Bishmul is bringing from Yerdeus from Kup Tzadi Hei, that Tom Shin Yidah also Lahabim Mekayim Samachusim, not allowed to look at any of the covered parts of her body, as we'll soon see. And that's not like the Rav Magad. The Rav Magad says the Isra is only at looking at the Malkum Erva, and that's why the Rav didn't have to speak that out, because that's obvious, that's Pashat, it's included in Tzalei Kal Tzresh. But the Isra will extend to looking at any parts of any covered parts of her body, any parts of her body that are usually covered when she's in the house. So then, it wouldn't be obvious. The Rambam had to speak it out, but the Kol Tzadi Hamishnah understood that the Issur is only a look on the Malkum Erev itself. That's why it's something that's so pashut the Rambam didn't have to say it. And then the Shmuel is coming to say that the correct halacha is like the Ravid says, that it's also to look at any covered part of her body, any Malkum Seisar, as Hamishnah Nidah. Like the Shulchan Aruch itself says, the Mechaber himself says, in Hilchos Nidah in your day, as we'll soon see. Interesting to note that the Verhetiv, he says over this entire Bishmul, the Derech of the Verhetiv is that he brings things that the earlier friend has said, and he's matic, he quotes their Lashon, and he filters out any part that he doesn't agree with or any part that he doesn't want. And he says over this entire Bishmul from the beginning, other parts that are not against us at the moment. And he says over this part also that the Eis Nidos is also Wahabim Mukamis and Mabusim. He says over this part also, Kamashamu Yerdeus to Mukup Tzadi Hei, like Machab Mosov says in Yerdeus to Mukup Tzadi Hei, that Thomas Nidos, the husband, is not allowed to look at any of the cover parts of her body. And he doesn't say those last few words that now like the Rav Magid in Perikophal that's Matir. It could be the Behetov was not so convinced that the Magid Mishnah meant to be Mako. Could be the Magid Mishnah when he said that Pashti now look at Eisim Mokum didn't just mean the Mokum Erev itself. He meant the same thing as the Ravid says, and the same thing as the Shulchan Aruch is going to say in Yerdeh and Hilchos Nidah. The old cover parts of her body is not allowed to look at. So we have a Ravid, and we'll soon see that we have a Torah Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nidah that say that Hamshah Nidah, the husband is not allowed to look at any of the not allowed to stare at any of the covered parts of his wife's body, and we have maybe a Magid Mishnah that says the Issur is only looking at the Malkum Erev itself, but not looking at the other covered parts of her body. It could be the Bishmul understood the Magid Mishnah like that, but the Ravid meant to ask her every day, and the Bishmul means to ask her all covered parts of her body. And if we look at the Torah in Yerdeus Mekup Tzadi Hei, he says Leistaka Fluba Keva is not allowed to look even at her heel, the Loi Bechol Mekamis Mechusim Ba, and not any of the covered parts of his wife's body at a time that she's in Nidah. And he doesn't make any mention of it specifically being only the Malkum Erva. He says, Akeva, like literally the words of the original member, the original statement that the Gemara made, that even her heel, that part of her foot, he's not allowed to look at. Not any cover parts of her body. And the Bistesa says that Makar is from the Rajva Terzabayas. The Rajva Terzabayas says that, from the heel, we could win out to any cover part of her body. The old cover parts of her body, he's not allowed to look at. From the parts of her body that are not usually covered inside the house, Mughal is talking a nice lot to look at, and the Zariah stuff from Gemara's, and that's what the Bishesha says over there in his commentary on the tour, and that's why he passes the Shulchan Aruch here, there's some Kupsa Yehei Sif Zayin in Hilchos Nidah by the Oda Harchokas, that Lo Yistakel Afilu Ba Keva is not allowed to look even at her heel, Lo Yimukamis Nama Chosan Shabbat, and that's other cover parts of her body. And the Ramah throws in that Mughal is talking about Mukamis, including what we just said from the Bishesha, up here the Rashba and the Rambam, he isn't allowed to look at the uncovered parts, the exposed parts of her body, even though he enjoys looking at them, and the Shach says over from the Rambam, since she's going to become Mutter eventually in the Baladim Mishnah, it's not going to come to Navera. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that Afilu Akeva Limit Kamis of Chusn Shabbat. The older parts of her body that are usually covered, at least are usually covered in the house, those parts of her body is not allowed to look at the time that she's in Nidah. Now the question is, how does this agree with our Gemara, this Ravid and this Rajba and this Torah Shulchan Aruch that say that any Malkum Seisa, any Malkum Chusa of her body is going to be also to look at time she's in Nidah? That's what the simple reading of the Gemara would have implied at first. When it says, Komasnaka ba keva shu isha habla ba shem agonim, anyone looks at the heel of an isha, of a woman, is going to have something wrong with his children. And Rav Yehoshua said it means ishtanida, means his wife at that time ishtanida. Fine, but then Rish Lakish goes on, he says, Akeva de katayim makam atinoifis, shemachovik negade eke. We're not referring literally to her heel, to a part of her foot that's generally covered, at least in times of Chazal that was generally covered. Rather referring to the makam atinoifis, it's a nice way of saying the makam erva itself. So it seems that the Maskan of the Gemara is that there's no problem with looking at her heel or other cover parts of her body. Only the Malkum Erev itself is awesome. We have to define how much exactly is included in the Malkum Erev itself. but it's not an issur of looking at all the other cover parts of our body. So where are the Ravid and Hasogis and the Raj Bateres Abayis and the Torah Shofanah Hilchnida? How do they learn the Gemara? So everyone, all the Achren, they struggle the same Shaltim in where the Rishonim, where the Shofanah, how do they learn the Gemara, where were they coming from in the Gemara? The Baal says that maybe the Issur is looking at all cover parts of her body. Afilu Akeva, like the Torah says in the Shachnar, Afilu Akeva, even her heel, which is the most extreme chumrah that's sometimes covered, and that he's not allowed to look at. But the Kol is going to have Bonim Shein Mugonim, that's only going on the Makom Erev itself. And that's what Shlokish means to say. That Akeva is a Ketani that says that there's going to be Bonim Shein Mugonim, he's going to mamash out such a Kol, such a curse, that there's going to be something wrong with his children. That's only if he looks at the Makom Erev itself at time that she didn't need him. But he uses the word Akeva because he's not allowed to look even at a cave, even at her heel, that's the cover part of her body. That's what the Baal says. The Drisha, he was Geris Malkum Torfa, not Malkum Tinoifis, but a different word that's used to refer to the Malkum Erva in this Gemara, in Rish Lakish's Memra. And the Drisha says that that does not really mean the Malkum Erva. It means any cover part of her body. The Drisha basically says that we're translating the Gemara wrong. A cave of the Tadi Malkum Torfa, Shemokova Kenegada Ekev, he seems to have a slightly different Girsa, and he says that's a reference to any cover part of the body. And finished, that's all the Drisha says. That it doesn't say anything special in the Gemara about the Malkum Erva itself. Any covered part of the body is included in the Issa. So you have the Bach that says that the Gemara did say something special about the Malkum Erva, that the Klola of Bonim She'enim Ugonim of having something going wrong with his children is only by the Malkum Erva. But the Issa applies to all covered parts of the body, all parts of the body that are usually covered. And we have the Drisha who just says that no, the Gemara is referring to all covered parts of the body and there's nothing specific about the Malkum Erva. Comes the Teres HaShlomim at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Teres HaShlomim is otherwise known as the Mechaber of the Mitzvah Yankiv or the Peirush Chok Yankiv and the Chos Pesach. It's a very important aspect of the Pesach. The Chok Yankiv, which the Brewer quotes him very often, a lot of the Chos Pesach is based on him in Hilchos Nida. He writes the same Teres HaShlomim. It's an important aspect in Hilchos Nida. And he wants to suggest a different pshat in the Gemara. He wants to say the Reish Lakish is not explaining Rav Yosef. That Rav Yosef said is that the problem that Ishta Nida by his wife is Nida of looking at Akeva, Reish Lakish is not explaining that Mitzvah Malkum Erva. Rather, Reish Lakish is arguing and saying an alternative pshat in the original member. The original member of Rav Acha, Rav Yashia, was that from a stack of Akeva Shisha, someone looks at the heel of a woman, is going to have Bonim Shein Mugonim. Now, this was shver, this was strange, because one's allowed to look, apparently it was understood that's referring to one's own wife, one's allowed to look at the heel, at the feet, or the legs of his own wife. So Rav Yosef's explanation was, it's talking about Ishta Nida, it's talking about his wife at the time that she Nida, and since the heel was a part of the body at the time was generally covered, so therefore he's not allowed to look at it. Rish Lakish is saying an alternative shot. Rish Lakish is arguing Rav Yosef and saying, no, it's referring to his wife at a time that she's mutter, at a time that she's not a Nida. Like the simple understanding of the member was, and Bakeva Shalisha doesn't say at a time that she's a Nida. Even at a time that she's mutter, this halacha applies, it's not a look at Akeva Shalisha. But you know what Akeva means? It means the Malkum Erva. Because even at a time that she's mutter, they're allowed to look at those parts of her body. The Malkum Erva itself, in the Malkum, there is not allowed to look. That's the continuation of the Gemara. Bavurtiye Rosh HaVnechem Zubusha, Lvoti Tachtol, the Busha brings to your Eschet. That someone looks at the Malkum Ergo, it's a psalm in the Midas Abusha, and the Gemara goes on and says other things that come out that people are not nizer, who are not careful in Yanis Nidus, even at the time of their wife is mutter. And that's how Rish Lakish is understanding this memory of Komastaka about Keba Shal Isha, Havle Bonim Shein Mugonim. It's referring to one's wife at the time she's mutter, but it's referring to the Malkum Ergo itself. So there's a Shlomo says that we pass like both of Yasin and both of Rish Lakish. And he says there's no reason to really think they argue in Halacha, they just have Machlekes. What the Rav Shana of Achav Rav Yashi is, or Rav Achav Yashi was referring to when he said this terrible thing that will happen, someone looks at Akeva Shal Isha, he's going to have a Bonim Shein Mugonim, something will go wrong with his children. Rav Yosef explained it's referring to Ishta Nida, one's wife mentioned the Nida, and then he's not allowed to look at any of the covered parts of her body, including the heel, that part of the foot, which in those days was generally covered even inside the house. And Rish Lakish is saying that it's referring to a time that she's mutter, and that he's not allowed to look at the Malkum Erva, and Allah both are true, at a time that she's mutter, he's not allowed to look at the Malkum Erva, even though he could look at other parts of her body. And at a time that she's neither, he's not allowed to look at any parts of the body that are generally covered inside the house. But Allah, that definitely comes down, like it says over here in Shokhanarach in Hilchos Nida, that at a time that she's a neither, he's not allowed to look at any parts of her body that are generally covered, even her heel, even her feet, if they're generally covered, if inside the house, she always walks around wearing socks and she never goes barefoot in the house, that he wouldn't even look at her feet, even her heel, he wouldn't be allowed to look at. It really depends what the norm is. If it's normal for her to walk around the house at all times, even when she's mutter, without socks on, with her feet uncovered, then that keva is not including mukamis and mechusim. And that's just the extreme example the Shulchan Aruch brings based on his times, that the heel of the foot was a place that was generally covered. If in our times it's not generally covered, so then it would not be included in this sister. He would be allowed to look at it. In terms of Sarbi Isha, in terms of the hair of one's wife, so if she generally has the hair covered, even in the house and even in the bedroom, so that would be included also with the same thing as Akeva, that even if technically it wouldn't be a Malkum Erva, if it's usually covered inside the house, that's also to look at It also comes to look at it as Hamish and Nidah, and her hair would be included in that as well. If she doesn't have the minute to keep her hair necessarily covered inside the house, or at least inside the bedroom, so then it could be technically would not be included in this Isser, because it's not Mekamis Mechusim. But Ramesh says in the Shuba that it's possible in a way that will not create any problems with Shalom Bayis to encourage her to keep her hair covered completely, at least the time that she's in Nidah, even inside the house, even inside the bedrooms, at the time that he's around, that he shouldn't see her hair. That's the right thing to do if it can be done in a way that will be agreeable to both of them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.